As today's show demonstrated, we are certainly living in some very challenging times with so much being uncertain. How can you endure? By having faith in the certain, by having faith in the eternal, by having faith in God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13, verse 8, simply and directly tells us why this is our most wise decision. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're taught further about this through Psalm chapter 102, verses 25, 26, 27. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak you will change them, and they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years have no end. You want some examples about the eternal consistency of God? Not a problem. In 1 Kings chapter 17, we read the story of the prophet Elijah being directed by God to go to Zarephath, where a widow will be there to feed him. Elijah does what God told him to do, always a smart thing. When he arrives, he finds the widow and learns that she barely has enough food for herself and her son. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 12, she tells Elijah, "So she said, 'As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar, and see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks, that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die.'" Elijah insisted that she make him a cake out of flour and bring it to him. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 15 and 16 reveals what happened next. "So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah." Keeping that in mind, let's go to Matthew chapter 14, verses 16 through 20. "But Jesus said to them, 'They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat.' And they," the disciples, "said to Jesus, 'We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained." Here's another in Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. God says to Moses, "And he said, 'My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.'" Now let's go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, where Jesus extends an invitation to all by promising, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." As we're taught, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is one example of this truth that's still to come. God declares in Isaiah chapter 66, verses 22 and 23, "For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord." And that was yesterday. John saw the tomorrow and told us about that in Revelation 21, verses 1, 2, and 3. "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.'" When does our today become that tomorrow? A growing number of people believe we're the closest that we've ever been. Others dismiss all this as just a sheer fantasy. There's another truth those people need to hear. If they're right and I'm wrong, then I've really lost nothing. In fact, I've spent my life comforted and healed through what I at least believed in. Now, if I'm right and they are wrong, then they're in for a day of judgment they will regret for an eternity.